Whitney is worried that after what happened yesterday, the romance from her relationship is gone.
No, it's what's been happening all week. Not just yesterday. Yesterday was just final frontier.
Don't worry. I'm here to tell you, not only is the romance in your relationship not going to die, not going to change, not going to go away.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, what's been happening, you've just crossed a relationship milestone. There's a lot of them. I mean, you talk about first date, first kiss.
Yeah, those are all good things.
Deciding to be exclusive. No,
good things.
So is this.
This is not good. All right, there's nothing good about this.
Explain what you've been going through the past few days.
So, it hit Monday morning. I don't know what I got into. I don't know if I ate something. I don't know if I have a bug, but I think it's food poisoning.
Okay.
It started Monday, lasted Monday, thought I was in the clear Tuesday.
For the record, by the way, I've never known of anyone who was like, I think it's food poisoning. Usually if you have food poisoning, you're pretty positive.
Well, then it's a bug. It's a bacteria. I don't know what it is,
You've got tummy troubles.
I've got some issues the last couple of days, and I'm not going to go into great detail. But,
I think we can think of it. Yeah, we can figure it out.
Yeah, and, you know, so naturally, I have been avoiding my boyfriend because don't want him to see him. Don't want him to see me like that. Don't believe it, just watch. All right, that's thank you. I mean, this is something I've dreaded my whole life, or at least for the last, you know, 9 months of my relationship.
Well, because you knew it was coming.
And yeah, it's a day I hoped would never come.
It's inevitable, though.
The day that my boyfriend, Bruno Mars, finds out I'm not perfect and that I, you know, run into issues of the digestive sort.
Now, hold on. As you tell the story, I think someone just suggested we need this music.
Yeah. Ideally, he would have never found out about this. I would have been able to be, you know, busy for a few days. But unfortunately, at this point in our relationship, it's hard to not see him for 3 days straight. So.
Sure. You guys have been together. How long now?
It's about 9.5 months.
All right. That's a pretty significant time.
So,
it's shocking to me that this is not a bridge that's been crossed yet.
Well, I've avoided it up until this point.
Why? That's what I don't
care. You know, ideally he would have never found out about the food poisoning, but when I told him that I wasn't feeling well, he asked, you know, what was wrong. I said, well, I think I have food poisoning. And he said, how do you know?
Well, you know.
symptomatically.
Sure.
You know. So I said, you know, to him without going into detail, I just kind of did the toilet emoji.
Spent a lot of time on that.
I don't want to say it, you know, I'm not going to say the word. So, my boyfriend, you know, being the laid back, it's all good, mellow, anti-neurotic guy he is,
mm-hmm.
you know, he doesn't see the big deal. He wanted to come over.
Sure,
care of me.
He's your boyfriend. He loves you. You guys have been together for nearly a year now. We might as well round up.
Yeah, no.
He wants to make you feel better. That's the thing. That is love. If you just want to do anything to make your significant other feel better, that is true love right there. No matter what the situation is.
No, I mean, look, he's great. But I can't let him see me that way.
Why?
This
is what
that
I don't understand.
Way. No.
What is your fear?
Not for me.
What is your fear? Because I'm going to tell you right now, we know. Every guy knows.
Yeah, I know you know, but that doesn't need, you don't need to be privy to it. You know, you don't need to be in the other room.
Well, you don't need to be like in there with you
it
happen.
No,
but
in the apartment, too close. Not for me. Not for me. And you know what? It's funny. I was telling my dad about it, and I said, you know, I don't want him over here during this war. And if it was the flu, if it was something like not digestive, you know how I feel. Anytime anybody here is sick, I say, what is it? Upper respiratory or digestive? Gastrointestinal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gastrointestinal. I just want to be alone. Leave me alone.
Here's the thing.
Let me die
here's
in peace.
The thing. This is a bridge everyone must cross eventually in the relationship.
No.
And you need to get past gross. Because inherently, as people, we're pretty freaking gross. There's a lot of gross things about us. Our bodies do weird, gross things sometimes, especially when you're sick. And if you're going to spend, you know, ideally the rest of your life with this person, that's going to have to be something they're going to have to get over. So if anything, you should stop being full of anxiety and neurotic about this happening and be happy, because it goes to show that your boyfriend, Bruno Mars, is going to stick around.
I mean, this is all still hypothetical because it didn't actually occur with him. Like, this was all like, hey, let me come over. And then I said, nope, squashed it. Done. So he actually has not yet been there.
Here's the thing. It's not going to change.
Not for me.
Club PXY safe text line 69822. If you want to jump into the show, some text coming through. I'm a female, and I guess I don't see the issue. Everyone poops. How are you going to ever have a long term relationship about caring about something human? He doesn't care. It's not going to change a thing. You need to get past this. This is a barrier.
So I didn't finish what I was saying about my dad. So my dad, I was saying to my dad, Bruno Mars offered to come over and he was like, I want to take care of you and blah, blah. And I was like, not like this. And my dad was like, yeah, I get it.
No.
Oh
my goodness. This is the first time that I have not agreed with your dad, who I hold in such high regard.
He gets it, though.
I mean, he's Superman.
He understands.
No.
Why I wouldn't want to be seen that way. Because you're going to look at the person differently.
Okay. I don't think you do. I think you're past that point. There is a turning point in a relationship where that's not going to disgust you to the point of not wanting to be with that person.
Okay, when was it for you and St. Courtney? What happened?
Well, I told you right off the bat. I knew. So, it's fine.
What? You knew what?
That she was going to be the one.
No.
What was it for me?
I'm saying, when was the first gross?
My eye sty, honestly, was the first gross.
No, digestive, Corey. Come on, get with it.
I don't know. I'm not a psycho like you, and I didn't mark it down.
You have not had the food poisoning issue.
I'm not food poisoning, but I've heard things, and it doesn't change. It doesn't change anything.
I bet you're just unapologetic about it. I bet you're just like, you put like a megaphone next to the toilet, and you're like, hey!
Look, we're all human. I don't see the big issue.
Text coming through 69822. This person said, I feel for you, Whitney. I've been with my boyfriend 8 years and have still managed to avoid this situation.
Stop the avoidance. This is coming from the guy who hates confrontation, but this is something, it is unavoidable, and you're only going to hurt yourself if you continue to try to avoid it.
Have like a clog?
You could. You're doing yourself a disservice.
Go to the ER and it's all like backed up.
This text, get over gross. Bruno Mars would catch a grenade for you.
Oh, that's really sweet. What kind of grenade are we talking about, though?
Oh my God.